Canada's parents and grandparents 2023 invitations are rolling out, and Canada introduces a new immigration pathways for migrants from the Americas. We'll keep you up to date on what's new. You're watching My Consultant. In this week's episode, we're covering the latest express entry draw. Next, a new immigration pathway for migrants in the Americas. Followed by the start of the parents and grandparents invitations. Stay with us for Service Canada's partnership to help residents and newcomers. And Tina will share a look at Canada's fastest population growth since 1957. This week's episode of My Consultant is brought to you by Scotiabank. Canada held another all-program express entry draw last week. On October 10th, Canada invited 3,725 candidates in an all-program express entry draw with a minimum comprehensive ranking system, that is CRS score of 500. In an all-program express entry draw, candidates are considered from three programs, which are Federal Skilled Worker, Federal Skilled Trades, and Canadian Experience Class. According to Immigration Minister Mark Miller, Canada is on track to welcome 11,000 migrants from Colombia, Haiti, and Venezuela, effective this fall. Foreign nationals located in South or Central America or the Caribbean and have extended family members living in Canada as a Canadian citizen or permanent resident will be eligible to apply for this new immigration pathway. Family member can be of any age, for example, a child or grandparents or a common law partner. New permanent residents under this program will be offered enhanced pre-arrival services, which will include employment skills assessment and a referral to a settlement provider organization in their intended community. The minister added that Canada is also welcoming an additional 4,000 temporary foreign workers from the region this year, the majority of whom have already reached Canada. Lastly, Miller shared, the country is connecting with non-governmental organizations in the region in order to leverage the new Economic Pathways Pilot, which, among others, helps skilled refugees as well as other displaced people immigrate to Canada.
Canada has now started sending parents and grandparents sponsorship 2023 invitations to apply for permanent residency this year. These invitations to apply for permanent residency will be sent out to the sponsors who submitted their interest in 2020. They will be asked to submit their application for permanent residency for their parents or grandparents. Canada is expected to send a total number of 24,200 invitations with a goal of receiving at least 15,000 complete applications.
Starting later this month, Service Canada is partnering with Kingston Frontenac Public Library, abbreviated as KFPL, in order to offer a user-friendly option to access services for residents and newcomers. No public library card is required to register for these educational sessions. Next week, on October 26, from 2 to 3 p.m., the newcomer session will take place at the Calvin Park branch. Newcomers will get an overview of what Service Canada has to offer. This includes the benefits of having a social insurance number acquisition, employment insurance, the job bank, foreign credentials recognition, the Canadian pension plan, and old age security. November 16th, 2023, from 3 to 4 p.m. and located at the Central Branch. Described as a dedicated session, the Indigenous People sessions will be open to members of the Indigenous communities. Members will be able to discover the advantages of the post-secondary education support program, youth employment strategy, assisted living program, passport services, and benefits for families. Additionally, Service Canada will host first-come, first-serve one-on-one clinics. This clinic will operate at the Isabel Turner branch and will assist individuals in completing pension applications and SIN registration. Participants in the pension clinic are advised to bring valid photo identification, their social insurance number, and any supplementary documents if applicable. And lastly, for the social insurance number clinic, known as the SIN clinic, individuals are advised to bring a primary document such as a birth certificate, proof of Canadian citizenship or permit, and a secondary valid photo identification.
Thanks to immigration, Canada has recently seen the fastest population growth since 1957. Canada's population grew by the highest rate in a single year since 1957, as the numbers of temporary workers, foreign students, and immigrants have surged. The newly released data by Statistics Canada shows that Canada's population grew by more than a million people between July 2022 to July 2023, which represents an increase of about 3%. The population is now estimated to be well over 40 million. Canada also saw a massive 46% increase in the number of temporary residents in Canada over the same period. Statistics Canada estimates that there were 2.2 million non-permanent residents in Canada as of July 1, 2023. The new data also estimated the numbers of non-permanent residents by the type and province, according to which Alberta leads the provincial growth with 4%. Alberta wasn't the only province to set records. Seven other provinces also saw their population rate spike to record heights. Prince Edward Island at 3.9%, Nova Scotia at 3.2%, New Brunswick at 3.1%, Ontario at 3%, Manitoba at 2.9%, Saskatchewan at 2.6%, and Quebec at 2.3%. Canada's population could double in 25 years if the international migration levels remain constant in the coming years. Canada's population is on track to double by 2048. That's all for today. Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you are looking for more information and updates about Canada immigration, then please head to our My Consultant YouTube channel. You can also visit our website, myconsultant.ca, where you can find an authorized immigration and citizenship consultant. I am Tina Batra.
And I'm Tashina Thompson. And we'll see you next week.